It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Joining us now for What's for Breakfast, it's Pam Martin. Pam, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How are you two?
Good. How are you?
Good. Doing great.
So, Pam, where are you from?
I live in Brainerd.
Okay. And you're in the car?
Yes, on the way to work.
Okay. So, did you have a breakfast?
Yes, you did.
I absolutely did, and I've been in a rut lately, but I love it, and it's yogurt with blueberries and granola on top.
I've been in a so.
Wait a minute! This gets you out of the rut.
What? No, she loves
on
her.
Weekends.
She loves
on
her rut.
I get out of the rut.
Oh, okay.
I think she's enjoying the rut. Now, rut has a negative connotation, which shouldn't, because sometimes ruts are good, right?
I enjoy it.
So, what goes in first? The yogurt, then slap everything on, or do you mix it?
Blueberries and yogurt, then mix it, then granola.
Oh,
she's intentional about this. I can tell.
Yeah. And isn't that early crunch of the granola fun? Because if you take your time, it kind of gets a little soft.
Yes, I agree. You got to eat fast.
Yeah, texture is very important to any meal, but breakfast especially. Now, what about a beverage?
I had water and bubbly water. Boring.
That's a first.
Water and bubbly water. Is there again, back to a procedure, what goes first?
Procedure.
She's performing a procedure.
Water. And then a fiber. And then grapefruit bubbly water.
Ooh, Benefiber.
Benefiber?
Yes. We all need a little fiber.
No, wait a minute. It's a sparkling fiber drink?
Yes.
Why?
You can put it in anything.
Why is it sparkling?
No, she chose sparkling, and then she put the powder the Benefiber.
Oh, I see.
Or a
Man.
Tablet or something.
What time, what time do you get up, like 3?
No, just 6:30.
Oh,
and
wow.
Do you tell us about your alarm procedure?
Yeah.
It's my husband. I don't like the alarm clock, so he wakes up to the alarm and then... Wakes me up with a soft kiss. How's that?
Oh, all right. We got to take a moment to pause here. Wow.
Just turn the mics down a second.
Oh my gosh. Now here's something I know about Pam. I was surprised. She probably wouldn't say on the radio. It wouldn't be cool because she's driving and going to work. But I don't know if I've ever known anybody that was more about the beer than you and your family.
Beer.
Mm-hmm. Can't help it.
Yeah.
Yogurt.
And kind of exciting stuff that's happening now as father-son get to work together, right?
Yes. Our son was the head brewer at Black North in Aiken for several years since they opened. And my husband's the brewer at Roundhouse in Brain. Well, this one now, since they opened. And our son just started this last week with my husband, and they're going to brew together.
That's fantastic. Wow. But once again, let's go back to your breakfast. You got yogurt with blueberries and granola, water, sparkling water mixed up with some concoction.
Benefiber.
And then you just start pounding beers.
No.
Right. Well, I wait till noon.
Oh, that's good. It's cocktail hour somewhere at noon.
Now, I suspect this may be like asking which is your favorite child, but do you have a favorite beer that Chuck makes?
I have a couple favorites, but Chuck will say he has no favorites. But his favorite really is Angel Seat. My favorite is 46 North. And don't ask me the style because I won't remember. That's a Chuck question.
Okay.
Well,
I didn't tell him if I like it or not.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's very professional, Chuck, not to say his favorite because he wants everyone to try everything. It's a business plan.
And I'm feeling like I'm semi-bright today. 46 North is about the latitude. Is that correct?
Yes. And it's a wild rice beer. It's a great balanced beer. I love it.
Did you? What was the first part you said? A wild rice beer?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we're just in awe here.
Yeah,
sorry.
Set back a little bit here.
So, Pam, tell us what you're excited for your day of work. Do you want to let us know what you're doing?
I am really excited. I love my work, and I know it sounds silly, but I tell everyone I walk into a rainbow and I craft all day. And it's lovely. I work at Cherrywood Hand-Dyed Fabrics, and they're in Baxter. And they make mostly cotton, well, they make all cotton fabrics, dyed, hand-dyed right there, and then we ship all over the world. But they do have a storefront.
Okay.
So you're surrounded by art all day.
Color.
It's very fun.
Color. Beautiful. Hey, do you have any pets?
Oh, you didn't ask
about... I don't. I'm allergic to everything.
Oh.
What's that?
She's allergic to everything.
Okay, but then let's go back to the kiss. Is there any kind of a verbal communication or just a peck on the lips and off to the coffee?
That's TMI, John.
Yes. plus, how can you get the detail wrong. She's not drinking coffee.
Well, okay.
Water, bubbly water,
yeah,
benefit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she told us that she gives her a kiss.
Soft,
I thought, well, maybe.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking to Pam Martin from Brainerd today. She's on her way to work. She wanted us to not be lonely, so she called in for What's for Breakfast. Now I want to go back to the, you feel like you're in a rainbow and crafting all day. Are you crafty? What are you working on right now? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, predominantly our customers there are quilters. I am a beginner quilter. And today we're doing a live video on Facebook, and we'll all be doing a quilt. And it's a very basic table runner, which I think I can handle. So I'm excited about it.
Wow. So no wonder you're looking forward to work today. You're not only quilting, but you're going to be on Facebook Live.
Oh, yes. My favorite.
Unbelievable.
Now tell us the name of it as well, if someone else, a quilter, is listening and wants to watch.
Oh, sure. It's Cherrywood Hand-Dyed Fabrics is a Facebook page, and they'll just have a live video. I believe it starts at 11 and 3 today.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard us get this call, but and this is impossible to answer, but what is your favorite opening verse to a song? I mean, I figure opening I need line, like hours to think of it. Do you have a song that
maybe...
You do.
My husband would think that's a hilarious question for me because I don't remember lyrics at all. I'm more about the music.
Right, me too.
But do you have one though? Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah. I have that too, like songs that I've loved for, you know, years, and I always thought I knew the lyrics and I thought it was like an uplifting song. And it turns out it's about like heartache and all this stuff because I didn't really hear the lyrics right.
Hallelujah comes to mind.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I like...
Oh, that's starting line.
Yeah. And I always liked I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Do you want to sing a little for us?
I'm being followed by a moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow. Hey, join me.
Sing,
yeah.
Everybody.
Hopping and hopping on a moon. Okay, sorry. So why on earth do you support a free radio service?
Oh, and I've been on here before, and I'll say it again, but KXE helped me feel like being part of Minnesota. I'm not native Minnesotan, and when I started listening to you guys, I thought, oh, this is my community. I can do this.
Did you think, since Minnesota isn't a part of your normal routine, did you think we were a little bit awkward at the beginning?
Awkward.
Well, I've been married to a Minnesotan for 30-some years, I already knew that.
Yeah, English is a second language. Okay, so for being on This is Heidi. This is going to be a tough one. What's for breakfast? Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Do you want country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes?
Oh, I'll try the cereal this time.
Nice. Right. Okay, and before we go, the little moon shadow again from the two of you.
One, two, three, four. I'm being followed by a moon shadow. Moon shadow.
Moon
shadow.
That's as far as I go.
Okay. Very beautiful.
Pam, have a great day. Say hi to everyone for me and talk to you soon.
You as well. Take care.
Yep. Right. Bye-bye. Coming back in style.